And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadi karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace now. Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation, in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, commercial radio's first vegan program. Yes, for the next hour, your radio, your PC, your laptop, your iPod, all veganized for your protection. And we hope to veganize an entire broadcasting network, Air America. Yes, today we veganize a network, then tomorrow the world. And yes, this world does need to be veganized for its own protection. I'm fed up, actually. Luckily, it's great vegan food with which I am fed up. No, can't end the sentence with a preposition, right? Up with which I am fed. anyway, as long as it's great vegan food, that's okay. But I don't know. I'm fed up when I see a world that doesn't have to be globally warmed, doesn't have to be deforested, doesn't have to be desertified, that still can produce enough food to feed everyone, enough energy for ourselves. This planet just needs to be veganized for your protection. You know how there have been these projects like holding hands around the world. Maybe we can all work to put a big sash, you know, a big banner around the globe, veganized for our protection. Of course, the banner would have to be made of recycled paper and hemp, you know, something like that. And thanks to Jerry Falwell for dying this week and providing the topic for this week's program. Jerry Falwell claimed to speak for a moral majority, yet I never really heard him speak, you know, asking people to go vegan, like completely vegetarian, as is stated so plainly, so clearly, right in the beginning of the book for which he was known to be such a thumper, huh? Well, right there, Genesis, book 1, verse 29, I didn't hear Jerry Falwell quote it as it reads, "And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Genesis 1:29, and God said it was good. But we don't hear that fundamental from the fundamentalists, huh? It's sad that Mr. Falwell won't live to see his dream of a moral majority in America. But we together can work toward that dream. And we can have a moral majority in America. Yes, when 51% of the population is vegan. We can have a moral majority in the world when 51% of the people worldwide are vegan. I'm doing my part, and I hope that you will do yours too, just by going vegan, completely vegetarian. No meat, no dairy. And, you know, that's when we can have a moral majority, when thou shalt not kill really means something. Now, I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Right now, unfortunately, morality has gone wrong, and so many people... I'm not just saying that because of that. It's that morality has gone wrong, and so many people are on the killed diet. Thou shalt not kill, and yet we're on a killed diet. The diet of killed food, of killed animals. It's like the commandment was, thou shalt kill, it seems, because every meal that contains meat and dairy means someone was killed. I thought it was, thou shalt not kill, You know, that's a good foundation for morality. But, you know, excuse me, I'm late for lunch. You know, we're eating the beheaded today. Sorry, thou shalt not kill, but I don't have time. We have to go eat the beheaded. Thou shalt not kill. You want to be a part of a real moral majority? Well, vegan. That's the lifestyle. That's the thou shalt not kill lifestyle, actually. And, you know, I don't know. I guess Jerry Falwell was a little too busy to promote that, too busy supporting war. And who knows, maybe there'll be something when his private papers are released. You know, that is, if they are released, you know, by his civil union partner, Pat Robertson. Oh, you didn't hear that revelation since Falwell's death? But Pat Robertson denies it. He says that just because he and Jerry used to like to listen to Liberace during Bible study together, it was because it relaxed them. It relaxed the pair of Teletubby evangelists. Robertson said that he and Falwell were not in a relationship that way. Not that there's anything all right with that, to do a play on words from the Seinfeld thing, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that. I think Robertson would say, not that there's anything all right with that. But if the two really were gay, Robertson said, they would have been listening to Barbara Streisand music and not Liberace during Bible study. And besides, endorsing assassinations of foreign leaders is this is way too macho, right? Way too macho. How can you, you know, think that of Falwell and Robertson. Anyway, Falwell's and Robertson's ideas of a moral majority certainly bring the question of morality to the forefront. Huh? Again, we'll never have a moral majority in this country, in the world, until we hit 51% vegan. Then we have that moral majority. Meat and dairy, animal experimentation, hunting, circuses, rodeos, fur, leather, wool, silk. You know, all of those violate the golden rule. Do unto others, cramped cages and mutilation and beatings and stabbing and beheadings and dismemberment and, gosh, and that's just our food, you know. And it was Gandhi who said that we can judge the moral integrity of a nation by the way it treats its animals. And that puts us a long way away from a moral majority here. But that can be our goal. Mr. Falwell apparently ate meat. I didn't hear anything about him being vegetarian or vegan. And he died a meat eater's death, heart disease. And apparently he wasn't able to think clearly either, which is one of the symptoms of too much fat in the diet. Maybe his idea of a moral majority would have been a noble goal. I mean, it still is if the goal is, you know, a majority of vegans. Come on, join the moral majority, you know, or join the moral minority destined to grow into the moral majority. You can help. All you have to do is go vegan, stop eating animals, you know, live the message of thou shalt not kill. We heard loud and clear that message in the California legislature this past week when AB 1634, the California Healthy Pets Act, passed out of committee. It's now going to go to the full assembly floor, that bill regarding mandatory spay and neuter. And that could potentially save millions of homeless animals from death. The author of that bill, California State Assembly member Lloyd Levine, is coming up on today's program. Later in the hour, Kim Sterla of Animal Place in Vacaville with a plea to all the dog and cat lovers to extend their circle of compassion. Cows, pigs, and chickens are lovable, too. All of that coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, where we're celebrating victories this week. In addition to the 1634, Ruby has finally packed her trunk and left the tiny spaces of the L.A. Zoo for the wide open spaces of Paws Sanctuary, where she now resides. And now we need to think of Maggie in Alaska. Alaska, not really comfortable for most elephants, and certainly not for Maggie. And they gave her a treadmill there, and she's not doing well. Actually, she was down for about 10 hours a few days ago, and it required the Anchorage Fire Department, I think 17 members, to help lift her up. So Maggie, not doing too well, the elephant in the zoo in Alaska, and she needs our help. And I need your help in raising money so that this program can get on the Air America Radio Network. Production costs facing us are $200,000 for a year to be on every weekend, 52 weeks. And I need your help. Right now we have pledges of around $40,000 to $45,000. As soon as we hit $100,000, we will go on the air on Air America, guaranteed for 6 months. And we need to get the program on there, so I need your help in doing this. Maybe you can be one of 200 Make It Happen vegans dedicated to raising $1,000 from your friends and family. And then we'll have it together, and we can have a voice for the animals on a major radio network. It's never been done before. It would be on the New York and L.A. stations, a roster of radio stations with Air America. Also, its website, which gets about 500,000 unique visitors each month, and the XM satellite network with 8.5 million subscribers. So please, let's help make this happen. You can make your donation. It's tax deductible. You can do it online at goveganradio.org, or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. If you want to hold on and wait for sending money in to see that we have it together to get on Air America, you can do so. Just please make a pledge. Let me hear that you're up for doing it when everybody else puts in his or her pennies and all the money they're finding in the couch and the couch cushions and all of that. So, yes, please help. You can make a pledge. Email me. Use the meatfreeamerica@yahoo address, please. M-E-A-T, freeamerica@yahoo.com. Phone number 818-623-6477. Thank you for listening. We have Lloyd Levine coming up and Kim Sterla today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Well, are your fish oils, are your omega-3s a little fishy? Huh? Well, that's too bad if they are, because then you are actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. But now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. Let us not deplete the oceans in your search for your omega-3s, okay? These are available, Omega Zen 3, available now at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. And you can go to the website, Nutru.com, N-U-T-R-U.com. And it's from a company that's completely vegan, with products developed with your values in mind: ethical treatment of animals, utilization of sustainable plant sources, energy conservation, recycling, less dependence on petroleum. And now we have to save the fish. And it's terrible, but this great demand for the essential fatty acid oils is really doing a number on the oceans. And yet, if you get your Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, well, it's grown in a controlled, pollution-free condition, a totally vegan formula, no animal contaminants. In fact, Nutru's Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Project as a best choice product, with test results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. And you know DHA is important. It's a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid, considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. So check it out. It comes in liquid and veggie caps. And get it. It's Omega Zen 3 from Nutru.
Vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
Okay, and a wonderful vegan restaurant that you can visit in the Hollywood area if you're ever on the 101 and stuck in traffic right at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Well, then just exit because it's right there. Truly a wonderful vegan restaurant at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. The phone number is 323-466-7958, 323-466-7958. A new website for Truly, it's trulyvegan.net, trulyvegan.net, and you can see the menu there. You have to try the vegan shabu shabu and the sushi. The vegan sushi is wonderful. And go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Wonderful soups and salads, pancakes. You'll love the sandwiches and the burgers there. The wraps, the noodle dishes, the curries, the veggies and rice, the veggie meat entrees. All delicious. And Truly delivers. Truly will cater. Again, the phone number, 323-466-7958. Or visit the website. It's trulyvegan.net.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Yes, this show is supported by your donations and supported by advertisers who have vegan and cruelty-free products and services. So please patronize the advertisers on this program. You know, everything you do in life, you do at your best, right? You're like a high-performance pro. Well, how about eating that way? Well, now you can make the most of every bite and take your nutrition to the pro level with ProBar, the great-tasting, high-performance, convenient meal replacement energy bar. It's 100% vegan. ProBar, introducing a new superfood slam. It's the whole food meal made with organic ingredients. 15 whole foods in every bar. Blended, not baked, no trans fats. ProBar is available at Whole Foods, REI, and independent retailers. Well, did you ever think you would get your greens from a delicious chocolate raspberry bar? Well, step right up and get your greens and your acai berries. Acai berries, yeah. And hemp seeds. That one is easier to pronounce. That's what you... ACI, right. ACAI. You know, it's the new happening berry. It's in all the beverages, all the drinks there. That's what you get in the antioxidant-rich ProBar Organic Chocolate Raspberry Superfood Slam. Also available in six more flavors. Arts Original, Whole Berry Blast, Nutty Banana Boom, Coca Mocha, Apple Cinnamon Crunch, and Cran Lemon Twist. Available at Whole Foods, REI, and independent retailers. To find out more about 100% vegan ProBar made with organic ingredients and to find retail locations to buy it near you, visit theprobar.com. That's theprobar, theprobar.com. And listen for ProBar founder and food coach Art Egertson next week on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It's great to have you. Well, a lot of people are excited about, the California Healthy Pets Act 2007, AB 1634, which passed out of committee this week, and you authored that. Tell us how that came to be.
Well, this is something I've been involved in for a long time, animal welfare, animal rights. In fact, honestly, my first magazine subscription when I was a kid that my parents got for me was Ranger Rick, and I don't even know if that's around anymore, but it was kind of an environmental magazine for kids, and it had contests that were environmentally friendly, and you know, and I've kind of grown up around that, and 10 years ago, working for then Assembly Member Ed Vincent, we together rewrote the state's spay and neuter law for animal shelters, and I've been involved in a number of different efforts on the spay and neuter front since then, and I was working with some people over the last year, and we put this California Healthy Pets Act together and are pushing it forward. It's really a simple measure for me that addresses some severe problems here in California.
And the problems are severe. Talk to us a little bit about those problems.
Sure. We've got really two problems. One is humanitarian, and the other is fiscal. And they're intertwined. The humanitarian aspect is this. We have, in California, almost 1 million dogs and cats every year going into animal shelters. Over 50% of those are euthanized. First of all, right there, that's a tragedy. The second tragedy from a humanitarian aspect is the inability to retain and attract and retain good shelter workers. I mean, the ones who are there are great, but the turnover at the shelters is really high. They have an incredibly difficult time recruiting veterinarians to work in the shelters, and when you think about it, it just makes sense. If your job were to go to work every day to kill something that's perfectly healthy, it would be very difficult to do that, and after a while it would take a toll. So there's that side of it. Then the other side is fiscal. We spend $259 million every year for the care, the shelter, and the euthanization of animals at shelters. L.A. City is spending $152 million on building 5 new shelters. We can do better than this. We can easily save money and reduce the amount we're spending to euthanize animals by implementing this bill.
That's a quarter of $1 billion there.
It is exactly a quarter of $1 billion and increasing. It's the third highest reimbursable mandate that the state pays to local governments, and it increases every single year.
So what does your bill do? What does the
bill simply says? With some exceptions. Every dog or cat in California over the age of 4 months should be spayed or neutered. And if you don't get your animal spayed or neutered, you either have to provide proof when asked for it of why it's not appropriate. And there are some exceptions, like, for example, if a veterinarian certifies that it's not in the best health interests of a dog or a cat. And we know that sometimes they get sick and you don't want to perform surgery on a sick animal. So, certainly, we're recognizing that. But if you don't provide legitimate proof that the animal should be spayed or neutered, or that there's an exemption that's legitimate, then you're subject to a $500 fine if you don't get the animal spayed or neutered. But again, it's like, and pardon the bad pun, it's like a fix-it ticket. If you get the animal spayed or neutered, get it fixed, then the fine is waived.
And each year, 1 million unwanted dogs and cats are born in California. So fiscally, though, what I understand is that every dollar spent on spaying and neutering saves over $18, almost $19.
Exactly. And so when you hear cities, talking about things that they can do, the animal shelters love this. They're all supporting this. The animal directors, they're all supporting this. And when you hear about cities talking about, well, what can we do, this is a really simple, easy measure. They've had this in Santa Cruz County for about 12 years now. They have seen a 60% reduction in animals going into the shelters. 60% in just 12 years. Imagine if you took that number and applied it to the state.
Right.
Not just the animals, but the money as well.
And animals who have been fixed are supposed to live longer, healthier lives. They don't roam.
They're less aggressive. Yes, exactly. So, you know this as well as I do.
Yeah. So there mustn't be must. There can't be much opposition to your bill.
Oh,
right?
Or, yes, there is.
Oh, there is.
The dog breeders and AKC and dog show dog fanciers, cat fanciers, those kinds of folks. They believe this will end dogs and cats in California. This will end pet ownership as we know it. They believe it's a vast conspiracy to try and eliminate pet ownership. They are very vehement and aggressive in their opposition.
And they're wrong, aren't they?
Yes, they're absolutely wrong. We're not talking about ending pet ownership. We're talking about reducing the number of unwanted pets. You're getting a million plus animals each year that are quote unquote surplus. That's more than the market will bear, so to speak. You know, or 500,000 of them. That's the number that are euthanized. It's a tragedy, and we can do better than this.
Yeah. So what's the status now of the Healthy Pets Act?
Well, the bill just passed the Appropriations Committee yesterday in a very, very long hearing, but we were able to get it out. We're still working with some organizations to try and garner their support, which we believe will help the passage. Police organizations, so they can have police dogs and things like that. Those types of organizations. And then it will be heard on the assembly floor sometime before June 8th. We're not sure exactly when we're going to take it up. We're shooting for somewhere around the end of May. That's the next step, and then it's going to go over to the Senate. So any of the listeners out there who support the bill, find out who your assembly member and senator are and write them and tell them that you're in support, because the opposition is massed in force. If you saw the hearing yesterday, we had a ton of supporters and a ton of opponents, but it jammed the halls of the Capitol. And if we don't continue to build our coalition of support, the opponents are going to outnumber us.
It's AB 1634, the California Healthy Pets Act of 2007. We're talking to Lloyd Levine, California Assembly member from the 40th District, Van Nuys. And you are the chair of the Select Committee on Animal Welfare.
Yes.
So what does that entail for you?
We hold hearings and do investigations, not formal investigations, but for the assembly, into animal abuses, animal welfare, that sort of stuff, explore areas that are potentially ready for legislation to help better the treatment of animals, help prevent abuses, that sort of thing. One of the things we're going to be looking at is the treatment of elephants in captivity, and we'll look at other things as well.
Well, didn't you introduce legislation to attempt to protect elephants in California?
I did, and unfortunately that bill failed again this year. I introduced it last year, and it got out of committee. This year it didn't make it out of public safety. We're trying to convince people that a bull hook isn't the equivalent of a leash. It's a hard, heavy object with a metal hook and a metal pointer that's used to inflict pain, and there's really no two ways about it.
And that's how elephants are trained in the circus, with a bull hook.
They're beaten.
Yeah, they're beaten.
No need to put a pretty face on it. Mm. They're beaten. They're beaten into submission. They're chained up so they can't move. They spend most of their lives, particularly in the circus, chained up, and they're beaten to fear the handlers to do the tricks. And there's no need to do that. As I've said many times, you don't have an inherent right to see an elephant in California. They don't exist in the wild. So if you're going to have the privilege of seeing them, then people need to exercise responsibility and care and not try and make elephants bend to our whims.
Mm. So then what can we do to secure passage?
Unfortunately, the bill failed for this year. I'm not sure if we're going to bring it back next year. But, contact groups like In Defense of Animals and the United Animal Nations and other organizations like that, the SPCAs, the Humane Societies, and get involved and register your support. Let people know how you feel. Contact your legislators. The legislators will respond. If legislators believe there's an overwhelming cry, they'll respond. They don't like to be left behind a train if the train is leaving the station with thousands of their constituents on it. They don't like to be left behind. So contact them and tell them what you want.
It's amazing how much legislation there is concerning animals. Mm-hmm. There's a lot, isn't there?
There's a number. We had an assembly member last year, Paul Koretz, who used to do a number of different animal bills as well. A few of the senators have done some things. They're gaining traction, but it's very difficult. It's an uphill battle. A lot of people have the viewpoint that animals are property or animals are chattel, and you can't tell me what to do with my dog, or don't tell me how to train an elephant. And we need to try and work to educate people to understand that elephants are living, breathing creatures, just the same as we see these whales. I don't know if you've heard this. There's whales in the Sacramento Delta.
Right.
That they swam the wrong way. There's something wrong, and they're way up where they shouldn't be.
Entangled in fishing
lines. And nobody's
lines.
Proposing to pluck them out of there and stick them in a tank. Yet in other circumstances, it's perfectly acceptable to take an elephant from Africa, and yet people don't equate it the same way. I'm not sure why.
And it's funny having a California assembly member telling me to talk more directly about animal suffering. Vegan talk show host, and you're saying, well, be more direct,
not
Bob.
Not you, necessarily, but all those people listening. You know, there's tons of people out there listening. You know, I know, not just on this issue, by the way, on many issues, you kind of know where the people are, but if they don't take the time to call or write, then that message doesn't get communicated to legislators. And frankly, and this is, you know, you're doing your part by being part of the media, and you know, media is part of this country. But at the same time, you know, it's all of our government. You know, I get labeled as the legislature or the government. I drive on the same streets. You know, I eat at the same restaurants. I pay taxes. You know, I may live next door to you. You know, I'm one of us. It is our government. I am part of the government, but it's all of our government. And if we don't participate, then, you know, then we don't know what the people want, and it makes it harder to make the decisions.
Hmm. And Lloyd Levine is proving to be a friend for the animals in Sacramento, and your office number in Sacramento is 916-319-2040.
Yes.
And in Van Nuys, 818-904-3840. We have maybe another minute left. Anything that you wanted to get to that we haven't covered? Or?
You know, I think we've covered the legislation. I'm just going to renew my plea. I know, you know, the listeners of the show are animal lovers like you and I. But, you know, being an animal lover, volunteering is a great thing to do, and we need more volunteers. But also just take time to write a quick email or a quick letter to legislators. They actually do listen. It does make a difference. And we've got a lot of people in opposition, so we need to make sure, you know, that we have lots of people in support of what we're trying to do here.
So that's Assemblymember Lloyd Levine asking you to support his bill, AB 1634. It's going to the assembly floor.
Yep.
By what date then?
It'll be there sometime by June 8th. We're shooting for somewhere around the beginning of June. So if we get those letters and phone calls and everything to legislators before, you know, by May 31st, that would be outstanding. Just a quick email letter saying, you know, I really support this. It's really needed. I I'm your constituent. I really hope you support this.
Yes, a lot of people are excited about this, and it's monumental legislation. We need to set an example with this.
I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
This is great, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to come on and talk to you and talk to the viewers, or the listeners, I guess. They're not
really
viewers.
Well, they might be staring at the radio now.
That is true. That's what they did before TV.
Yes. Thank you, Lloyd Levine, so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, that's Lloyd Levine from the from Van Nuys, the 40th Assembly District, State of California, and talking about AB 1634. It made it out of committee. This is the mandatory spay and neuter legislation, which you need to support. It's going to the full Assembly floor. Okay, let us look at the events calendar here. And, I'm happy. I'm running around to different events everywhere, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good today. Why? I have happy feet. Yes, Joy at All Vegan in San Diego was kind enough to give me a new pair of Earth Vegan footwear, cross trainers. Yes. I can outwalk any dog now, no matter how far they drag me. And All Vegan, a wonderful place in University Heights in San Diego, 4669 Park Boulevard in San Diego. And just picking up the phone here. Kim, that's you?
It's me.
Okay. Well, stay, hang on. We'll be with you momentarily here. Okay. Kim Sterla coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You can go to the website. It's allveganshopping.com, allveganshopping.com. I just love my new Earth Vegans, you know, the Earth shoes with the, you know, the heel, the recessed heel. And all. It's just so comfortable. Unbelievable. Let us say you're with a vegetarian organization or animal rights group. You have an event coming up. You need a print job, you need posters, you need flyers. You get an extra special discount from Shalom Printing in Sherman Oaks. Shalom Printing, 15133 Ventura Boulevard. The phone number is 818-905-6413. And the email is shalomprinting@aol.com. And whether you're heading cross town or across the globe, If you want to know where the nearest vegan-friendly restaurant is or health food store, go to happycow.net. Happycow.net. Thousands of listings worldwide. You will be happy to consult that website. Well, the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is having a Memorial Day potluck. It's Monday, May 28th. Boating, socializing, appetizers at 4 p.m., dining at 5 p.m., dancing at 7 p.m., and it's at 633 Glenwood Isle in Alameda. To volunteer or for directions, call 510-864-1111, 510-864-1111, and bring along some great vegan food, no animal ingredients, enough to feed 10 people. And again, that phone number, 510-864-1111. And for events, you can check the website, sfvs.org, sfvs.org, as in San Francisco Vegetarian Society. I ask that you consider attending Animal Rights 2000, the national conference. It's happening July 19th through the 23rd at the Westin Hotel, LAX, at the airport there. And it is the world's largest and oldest animal rights conference. I will be there because I will be speaking there about something probably to do with animals and not eating them, not wearing them. And I hope that you will make plans on being there too. And in fact, if you register and mention Go Vegan with Bob Linden, I'll bet you get a $20 discount. So definitely do that. It's going to be great. Lots of sessions and workshops and speakers from all sectors of the animal rights movement. And our plans to defeat the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, that unconstitutional law recently passed by the Repub All Con Nazi and Old Party. So we're fighting back against that. Great vegan food there, too. That's what happens when vegans get together. There must be great food. Go to the website farmusa.org. farmusa.org for the Animal Rights Conference coming up in July. You'll love it. It's great fun, and I hope to see you there.
Elephants don't belong in zoos. Please let them go to a sanctuary. And that means Maggie in Alaska, too.
Yes, Maggie in Alaska, too. We are greatly concerned about Maggie. And it's just ridiculous. They bring in a treadmill there. Elephants who would wander 30 miles in a day, in their natural habitat. And their natural habitat for elephants, not Alaska. Not Alaska. And not treadmills in Alaska. You don't... Anyway. So we got to help Maggie out. And help this program out by patronizing the advertisers like Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Say that three times fast. Then eat your words, because Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps are really delicious and perfect for dips, topping, or snacking right out of the bag. Invite Mr. Crisper's to lunch or to your next party. The vegan varieties are sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and the new multi-seed made with organic brown rice from California. Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. He spells his name with a K. He spells his crisps with a K. No wheat, no gluten, no cholesterol, no trans fats, but plenty of taste. Asian cultures have enjoyed the healthy benefits of rice snacks for thousands of years. Now you can enjoy Mr. Crisper's Baked Rice Crisps. Look for the vegan variety, sea salt and pepper, barbecue, and new multi-seed, available at your natural foods market, Sam's Club, and select grocery stores everywhere.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
Yeah, you tell them, huh? And, if it's no meat for you, but you still want a tasty burger, you can have it with Sunshine Burger, around since 1983. It's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers are simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original, which is certified organic ground raw sunflower seeds and brown rice and carrots and herbs and sea salt. That's it. Totally delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger. ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seeds, onion, and sea salt. Magnifico. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers. Really delicious. The gourmet burger since 1983. Oven-baked, pre-cooked, heat and serve. And then you are solar-powered, too. You can check the website. You can go to sunshineburger.com. Oh, I also want to remind you to go to the website govegan.freelife.com for information about Himalayan goji juice. Dr. Earl Mindell, who wrote the Vitamin Bible, says that the goji berry, goji juice, all of this is his most amazing health discovery in 40 years of studying nutrition. And goji means happy. It's although we're just discovering it now, it's been in Asia for thousands of years. There's a celebration, a two-week celebration every year to the goji berry, known for longevity, known for, well, there are case studies. If you go to PubMed.org, I didn't say Club Med, I said PubMed.org for health studies. There are case histories related to cancer. There was a recent study at Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York where remissions were greatly affected by Lycium Barbarum. And you can read all about the case studies, the cancer protection, the arthritis relief, the alleviation of pain, all over cell rejuvenation, 90-day money-back guarantee, whether you order a bottle or a case. Go to the website. It's govegan.freelife.com. If you want to speak to a nurse about it, call Verona. Her number is 310-707-3720. That's 310-707-3720. Now, music, please, maestro. Oh, yes, can you? Yes? You don't? Okay, that's good. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I want to make sure that you're aware of our campaign to get on the Air America Radio Network. This is the first commercial vegan radio program. We might be the first vegan program on a major network. All we have to do is come up with the money. Free speech is expensive, and we have the opportunity to go on Air America, including its flagship stations. It's New York station, WWRL, 1600 AM. The LA station, KTLK, AM 1150. Along with a roster of stations, its website, getting almost 500,000 unique visitors each month. And also the XM satellite network with 8.5 million subscribers. We can have the message for the animals there. You know, I do this on a megaphone and I get arrested. I do it with a microphone. People say, oh, you're a celebrity, huh? And you get credibility when you say, please stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Do that with a megaphone. People tell you get a job. Do it with a microphone. People go vegan. So help us get the message out there on a major radio network. And currently we have pledges adding up to, it's about $40,000, $45,000. As soon as we hit $100,000, we'll commit and go on air for 6 months, every weekend for 6 months. But we have to sign up. It's going to be $200,000 for the year. But the animals are worth it, huh? They would pay if they could. Well, they pay with their lives, so let's do it for them, okay? And today on the program, we're going to speak to Kim Sterla of Animal Place in Vacaville. And that is a sanctuary there. And gosh, Kim, we spoke so many years ago. I think I was up in Seattle. I was on the board of directors of PAWS. So we can't seem to get the animals out of our bloods. Well, I mean, we can. We don't eat them, so they're not in our blood. But I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's been decades been at this job.
Yes, you have a sanctuary in Vacaville. Did you specifically decide to pick a town, you know, that had the name of, you know, like
Cowtown?
Yeah.
Just looking for a town where you could afford to buy enough acreage so we could rescue a lot of animals.
Mm, uh-huh. And when did we start Animal Place?
We've we've been around now. It'll be 18 years this July 1st. So a couple more years, and we'll be celebrating our 20th birthday.
Oh, we'll have to have a big party.
I think we must.
Yes, yes, indeed. How did you get started in this?
Well, you know, as you know, I mean, my background is really similar to yours in that, you know, starting in the animal sheltering world and worked there for, you know, 15 years or so. And, you know, one of those epiphanies when I'm surrounded by dogs and cats and seeing, of course, the high euthanasia rate. Back then we were killing nationally, I don't know if it was 20 million dogs and cats a year, and now perhaps it's less than half that. But then all of a sudden just awakened to the farmed animal issue. We had a little piglet that came into the shelter one day, and we all fell in love with her, and we all tried mad to find a good home for her. Someplace where she wouldn't be barbecued, which was tough. That's what people had in mind for a pig, and, you know, we thought that was outrageous. We were a humane society. Goodness, we wouldn't adopt a piglet to somebody who would end up killing her and eating her. But interestingly, that same week, we had this piglet in our care who we desperately tried to find a home with. The shelter held a fundraising event for the dogs and cats there and served ham at the function.
Wow.
So that was one of those aha moments. I myself was a vegetarian but no one else was. And it was seeing that kind of schizophrenic attitude we have towards animals in this world. You know,
yeah,
I
had that experience too. There was an animal welfare conference and many years ago. I think it was near Seattle. And I mm-hmm. went there and there was beef, you know, on the menu. And it just seemed so... hypocritical. So part of your cause is to extend the circle of compassion from those who care about dogs and cats. Why don't they care about cows and pigs and chickens? And how can we make them? And if it means forcing them, I'm all for it, too.
How we make them, I don't know. I haven't found the answer yet. We have a Food for Thought campaign that we launched several years ago, and it's really focusing in on our humane societies and our SPCAs, those that, you're right, that already have that empathy for companion animals, and asking them to extend it and asking them not to serve animals, dead animals at their events. Please have vegetarian only, or vegan only, I should say, events. And why they don't, I'm not sure. There is tremendous resistance and when we broach the subject, but I don't think we've made much progress on that issue.
So you ask humane societies and animal welfare groups for their gatherings, please, to make them vegan.
Well, yeah. I mean, you think about it. Does it make sense to try to raise money for dogs and cats while you're frying a cow on a grill?
Right.
I kind of liken it to the Lung Association having ashtrays on their dinner tables if they're having events.
Yes, it is bizarre. And let's say we decided to have our conference in Korea for concern for animals. And, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe there we would have concern for cows and pigs in our conference and maybe serve dogs and cats, mm-hmm. You know, for... because they are on the menu in Korea, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't see much. Well, flesh is flesh, you know, and all of these animals seem to have faces, eyes, hearts, a mother,
exactly.
bowel movements, you know,
the ability to suffer. And it's, and when I engage in dialogue, I had one dialogue with a director of a wildlife rehabilitation center when I was trying to get the Association of Sanctuaries to adopt a vegan policy. And. And I said, why do you care so much for raccoons and opossums? What is it about them? And she said, well, you know, because, you know, they have feelings and they can suffer, and she wants to make them feel better. And I said, so, you know, there really is no difference when we look at a pig or a cow or a chicken or a goat or a sheep. A life is a life.
Well, and they probably have, now that, you know, you've been with the Animal Place since 1989, you probably feel that they have personalities or animalities. Or
that's a good new word. I did that. Well, they most certainly do. I mean, they know their name. They come up to you when you call them. You know, they plop down the pigs for a belly rub. You see them have connections with others in their own species. You'll have them see connections and relationships with others outside their species. And, you know, for goodness sakes, we, you know, there's been study after study showing the intelligence of a pig really, it surpasses that of a dog. So these are intelligent and sentient creatures.
So
there is no justification for how we treat them.
So when people are celebrating, you know, we have AB 1634, California Healthy Pets Act, and
yes,
it just made it out of committee. So I'm sure people are celebrating. They're going to have celebratory dinners and all. Perhaps they shouldn't be barbecues for celebration.
You can barbecue tofu and those veggie burgers and veggie hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, you're absolutely right. I think we always need to seize that opportunity when folks are working hard on behalf of dogs and cats, which I applaud them for. But not to lose sight that when you look at all the animals, which I know you've stated over and over again, in the world or in just in the United States that are killed, you know, 98%, 98.5% of them are farmed animals. Those are the ones, and you know, dogs and cats and the wildlife that are hunted and wildlife that are trapped and animals experimented upon, you know, they make up less than 2% of the total animals killed. And
right. And we're talking about 10 billion animals in this country, land animals.
10 billion land animals, yeah.
Right. That's 10,000 million. Make 10,000 piles and put a million animals in each pile, and there you have. And it's one at a time. We have to remember that they are killed one at a time in such massive numbers, we lose track of that.
We lose. And it's such an enormous quantity, one cannot even really fathom. And of course, the degree of suffering is immense. So, yes, I think that's great that we, I mean, I'm a strong supporter of spaying and neutering by all means, but
let's have the rescue people, all the dog and cat supporters, let's kick it up a notch and let's go vegan and let's really walk the walk, you know?
Of all these years, I've never heard one good argument explaining why we shouldn't do that.
Mm.
Compassion doesn't stop at one species. It shouldn't only include those species that you personally like.
Yeah. We like the taste, though. There is no argument for it. Anything going on at Animal Place we should know about?
Besides lots of farm tours we're doing and vegan cooking classes and a new animal activist training workshop in a couple of weeks, we've got always something going on here on Saturday. If folks are interested in coming out to the sanctuary, if they're nearby, we're just for purposes of geographically, we're just right halfway between Sacramento and San Francisco, you know, 40, 45 miles either way.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty centrally located.
You have a day tour May 26th, noon to 2. You have animal activist training coming on June 2nd.
That should be a fun one. We actually have the interest from our news media on that one, so...
Yeah. And the website is?
And the website is animalplace.org.
Animalplace.org.
Pretty easy to remember.
Yes, indeed. In Vacaville. Yes, indeed. I remember there was a Spanish conquistador, Cabeza de Vaca. So, head of a cow. Let us be proud.
And we got to get you out here, too.
Oh, I'll be happy to visit.
You're neck of the woods right now. So.
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time in Northern California. I'd be happy to visit and hug a cow and a pig and a chicken.
That's right. Come nose to snout with a pig. That puts you in hog heaven.
Yeah, okay. Kim Sterla, thank you so much
for
all that you're doing there. And if people want to contact you, I guess through the website, animalplace.org.
That would be it.
Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye. Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Let's see, could I get to a couple of items here regarding animal news and views? Let's see. Well, about 24 groups from Europe and Latin America gathered in Lisbon, Portugal, this past week in the International Anti-Bullfighting Summit in an attempt to push strategies to end bullfighting worldwide. If you're interested, you can go to the website www.animal.org.pt. Probably for Portugal, I would imagine, huh? www.animal.org.pt. The horrible seal massacre continues in Canada. Make yourself aware. Go to harpseals.org. Harpseals.org if you want to call. It's 1-866-4-HARP-SEALS. And the boycott of Canadian seafood continues, and of dead lobster restaurants also. So let's see. How are we doing on time, Christina? Still have a few minutes here? Okay, I do want to celebrate Ruby. There was an article in the LA Daily News. It says, Ruby eases into retirement. Fabled pachyderm goes north, gets roaming room. Dana Bartholomew, staff writer from San Andreas. The truck door opened like a window onto Oz as Ruby the elephant lumbered into paradise. After 7 hours on the road and 40 years spent in circuses and zoos, the 46-year-old African elephant from the Los Angeles Zoo retired Tuesday to the rolling hills of Northern California. From the savannah to the calvana at the Performing Animal Welfare Society ARC 2000 Elephant Sanctuary, Ruby entered a 2,300-acre preserve of grass-covered hills, majestic oaks, and shimmering lakes not unlike her original home. I'm very emotional, said Rosemary Arnott, 60 of Santa Clarita, a PAWS donor who had followed Ruby's 375-mile route from Los Angeles to the Sierra foothills of Calaveras County. I believe it is a glorious homecoming. Look how beautiful this is. This is Shangri-La. It didn't take much coaxing to get Ruby, the only Los Angeles elephant to retire to a sanctuary, into her $3.5 million digs east of San Andreas, about 40 miles northeast of Stockton. She had been on the road well before dawn, joined by a caravan of keepers and zoo officials who stopped to feed and comfort her through the dusty San Joaquin Valley. In the 24 hours before her departure, she had many visits from longtime fans. People are so happy for Ruby. It's really wonderful that she has made it to a sanctuary. And how are we doing on time? I can't see. You probably have about 30 seconds left. Okay. Well, we hit the music. We hit the road. I want to thank you for listening. Good luck, Ruby. We love you. Enjoy your life in the sanctuary. May Maggie be next in Alaska. Please support us. Help us get on Air America. Go to the website, goveganradio.org. You can donate there. The information is there. And thank you for not eating and wearing animals. Thank you. Go vegan.